What's good? What's good? I am back. It was truly one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Chris Broussard and Rod Parker, also known as the Odd Couple, calling out JJ Redick for constantly making excuses for NBA players. And as they should, because he's a Duke player, and this is a Tar Heel State. North Carolina is my home state. But before we get into that, I'm going to give you a word for promopalace.biz.
Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, yep. Blog placements, yep. Radio airplay yep. promotion, SoundCloud promotion, yep. and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. As you see, we got a coupon code. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023. You get 15% off any package site-wide. All right, let's get into it. Chris Broussard and Rod Parker going into this Duke Blue Devils player about making excuses for NBA players. Blue Devils don't really do much in the pros anyways. I mean, besides Kyrie Irving hitting a game-winning shot, like, who else from Duke really is won anything? Let's get into it, though.
The Dreamers Pro Show, where we cover everything from sports, hot topics, classic debates, entertainment, and we'll give you guys a fresh perspective on things and how we see them. And today we got a pretty interesting show. But before we get into it, please make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel. Today we got one of those shows for you. Got one of those shows, and I'm gonna have a lot of fun with this topic here. Let's get into it. As you guys know, Team USA recently went to the FIBA World Cup and got embarrassed. They didn't win any of the medals, not the gold, not the silver, not the bronze. And now you have people making excuses for mediocrity and basically saying, oh, no, it's no big deal. Who cares? Who cares? Because we're always gonna win the Olympics, right? So who cares if we lose this? Like, who cares? So basically, we just went out there to just showcase our talents. Like, what kind of stupidity is this? So if it's no big deal, why even bother going? Help me figure it out. If it's no big deal, why bother going at all? Why don't you stay at home? Spare all of us the spectacle. Spare yourself the work. Because after all, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're not going there to win. And if we don't win, so what? So why go? Why attend? Why even bother? Of course it's a big deal. You went there because you wanted to win. Those guys were playing hard. They couldn't pull it off. Stop with the nonsense. It is a big deal, right? Because your goal is to win. That's number one. Number two, in the aftermath of this, various people have been saying various things, as you guys know. Noah Lyles called out Team USA for, called out the NBA, excuse me, for calling themselves world champions when they don't.
Yeah, let me chime in real quick. He called them out for saying that they're not world champions when you win the NBA title because they're not competing against, you know, all these other countries and whatnot. And all these NBA players definitely went in on him, called him out, act like he was a clown, this, that, and the third. And only to not go home with any medal. Only to get embarrassed. Only to basically prove him right, to a sense.
Compete in international games. He said you can only consider yourself a world champion when you're beating teams from foreign countries. Some people in the background couldn't figure that out. I don't know why. But some of us were able to understand quickly. And as a matter of fact, we produced the show yesterday. I suggest if you guys haven't seen it, you go check it out. It's on the channel. It's featuring Giannis Antetokounmpo, where he's essentially coming to the defense of Noah Lyles on a very rudimentary issue that a lot of people somehow ended up getting tripped over their ignorance and lost their way and they couldn't figure.
Yeah, because let's also think about it. Not to cut it off again, but who's the best players in the league right now? Joker, Giannis, Embiid. That was top three this year, right? I mean, you could throw in Jason Tatum. Then you got, like, Luka Doncic. You know, like, four of the top five or four of the top six are international players right now. They are. They are. Let's not forget Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bought out this year. Canadian. You know, there's a lot of international cats coming up and doing things, balling out. And the top three for the MVP race were international players. Even though Joel Embiid did become an American citizen, you know, still an international player.
Figure out the obvious thing about it. So that happened. And then I was kind of going through the internet, seeing, you know, what was being said about this news. And then I came across a clip from the JJ Redick show. And in this podcast, JJ Redick was assessing what happened, you know, with Team USA at the World Cup and the FIBA games. And in typical JJ Redick fashion, no one is saying JJ Redick is not a smart guy. No one is saying he doesn't understand basketball. We're talking about his predisposition towards things that he's discussing. He's always...
We're saying he's a biased guy. That's what we're saying.
When it comes to the players' defense, even when there are times when there's just no need to be defending players. And in this particular case, JJ Redick went out there and said, well, you got to understand the players they tried and this, but you got to understand these guys, when they're playing, you know, they turn into Michael Jordan when they play in these tournaments, right? So what we want to do is we want to play what JJ Redick had to say, where he was essentially trying to explain away why Team USA lost, and then we're going to come back and continue.
Did this cat really say Dennis Schroeder turned into Michael Jordan?
On the show, take a listen to what JJ had to say here.
This is not a knock on any player on that roster. It's not a knock on the people that put the roster together. Because I said 2 weeks ago after we lost, talking to the Dunker Spot guys, still feel very confident. I still like the roster. I still like the thought process of how they put it together. But the flaws showed themselves multiple times. Steve Kerr said something. It was a very Coach KS comment. It's like, these guys, I'm paraphrasing here, I feel bad because these guys are worthy of winning a championship.
Yeah.
This was a good group. And from the games, you know, I didn't watch the New Zealand game. I watched pretty much every other game. From the games, like, I'm proud of our group. I don't think it was an effort.
That's the problem right there, what he just said. It's a good group. Well, if it's just a good group, then it's not a great group. So what's the problem with that? It means we're not sending the best of the best. All these other countries are putting out their A team, and we're putting out our Bs and Cs and D teams. That's the problem.
Issue. I go back to some roster limitations, and I go back to not quite grasping FIBA basketball, because it is very different than the NBA, which brings me to my next thing that I want to say. I saw a lot of fucking weird discourse on Twitter bashing our guys, right? Started with Brandon Ingram, who I've already talked about. Coach Case said this about, I can't remember who he was talking to specifically about, but he said this. When these guys play for their national team, they turn into Michael Jordan. You think about Luis Scola.
Let's pump the fucking brakes here, man. Let's pump the fucking brakes. None of these guys turn into Michael fucking Jordan. I think what it is we're at a point now where these other countries take playing for their country more serious. They're more prideful of it. You know, I mean, we got a lot of anti-Americans in America right now. You know, a lot of people that hate America, they want to tear down everything about America, trash every single aspect of America, say there's no good in America. You know, I mean, I would argue there's probably some Brittany Griner mentality players on our team this year. And probably going forward, you know? So, yeah. Of course they're going to play like Michael Jordan for their country when they actually care about playing for their country. I don't know how much. I mean, even like Paolo Banchero, if I'm not mistaken, he was supposed to be, he was born in Italy. He was, and I could be wrong about that, but he's supposed to be playing on Team Italy, and he didn't. So, yeah.
Very good NBA player. Incredible for Argentina. Evan Fournier. Very good NBA player for a number of years.
Never ever in his life did Evan Fournier and Luis Scola play like Michael fucking Jordan. I don't care what J.J. Redick says.
Last World Cup, he was Michael Jordan. At the Olympics, he was Michael Jordan for France.
No, he wasn't.
Patty's a little bit older.
No, he was just the best player for France, and he outplayed our B or C team.
He killed us multiple times in the past.
Yeah.
28 point games, 32 point. Patty Mills turns into Michael Jordan.
In 20, he did.
Yeah. Dennis Schroeder this year. Go back to those Spanish teams. Like Rudy Fernandez, solid NBA player. Juan Carlos Navarro, he only came over here for 1 year. It was my rookie year. Averaged 11 points for Memphis. Really good player. Goes and plays for Spain. Is Michael Jordan. And so this brings me to why the knocking of our players is so ludicrous. Think of
what's ludicrous is comparing all these cats to Michael Jordan, saying they played like Michael Jordan ever in their life. But what do you expect coming from a Duke player? A Duke player. And I know I'm wearing, I guess you could say, the Duke colors today, but I got the Dizzle shirt on, and this is the Dizzle Dodger shirt, as I like to call it. So I got my Dodger colors, not my Duke colors. But what do you expect coming from a Duke Blue Devil to say that Dennis Schroeder played like Michael Jordan?
About the human nature of this. You play a role on the Knicks. You play a role on the Pacers. You play a role on the Wolves. You play a role on the Nets. Whatever that role is, it's a role where you get to star. You get the ball in your hands. You get plays called for. You get to operate the offense. We're asking you to sacrifice. Let's flip that. You're the backup point guard. You're our spot-up shooter. You're a guy that's coming off catch and shoot. Your only thing you're going to do is play two-man game with Julius Randle. Now, you're on the national team. We're running every play for you. Who do you think's more excited about their role?
He just proved my point about they probably don't care about playing for their country in the United States as much as the other countries. That doesn't mean that the other player just played like Michael Jordan. And all I'm hearing is excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. I'm not an excuse guy. I'm a solutions guy.
What is the human nature of that? Who do you think's more excited? The guys that are getting a bigger role or the guys that are getting a lesser role?
And
that's not to say they don't buy in.
Oh, man, now let's throw victimhood because they're getting a lesser role. They're not enthusiastic about playing. Let's play victim.
Just saying, it is human nature that you're not going to be yourself in this setting. It is very hard.
So you heard what J.J. Redick had to say there. Let me just quickly give you guys some of my thoughts before we continue on with the show. He said that these guys turn into Michael Jordan when they play in an international competition. In 2008, when the Redeem Team, was assembled, all those American players like Kobe and all of these guys, LeBron, D. Wade, they all turned into Michael Jordan or not? Because when I watched those games, it looked like they were really trying. It looked like they were really sweating in that fourth quarter against Spain. I could be wrong. Or what about in 2021 with the Olympic team? You know, when they beat France 82, 87, 82, then, you know, that 5-point margin. Oh, let me guess. Those French players, all of them turned into Michael Jordan, I guess, right? We got to stop. We got to stop. It's a way of making excuses. They lost. Stop trying to explain it away. They lost, and it's an insult to the competitors. Is that you're basically saying, we're not this bad, and they're not that good. No, they beat you. Move on to the next topic. And it seems like I'm not the only one that is beginning to get nauseated, finding this nauseating, some of these points that J.J. Redick is bringing up, because apparently Chris Broussard and Rob Parker are getting fed up too. Just yesterday, I caught a segment of their show, which I really enjoy, Chris and Rob Parker's show, The Odd Couple, and they were discussing this. And what you see, what I like about these guys is, especially Rob don't be holding his tongue, man. He be calling it exactly how he sees it, and I love that, because we need more of that. And these guys, I also like that they're naming these guys by name. They're not just restricting their criticism to just athletes. And I like that, because they're providing.
Before we finish, I also like that they could argue at the top of their lungs about an issue, but as soon as the show's over, don't take it personal. Gangstar, man, don't take it personal. You know, it's just part of the job. It's part of the entertainment. It's part of just being who you are in the moment. You know, but we live in a society now where you disagree with one thing, it's like, oh, hell no. You can't even associate with somebody.
Checks and balances within the system. When they were discussing this, and they were discussing the comments that J.J. Redick made, both Chris Broussard and Rob Parker called out J.J. Redick for going up there and basically spitting a whole bunch of nonsense all over the computer screen. So what we want to do is want to quickly play what Chris and Rob had to say in response to the things that J.J. Redick had to say, and then we're going to continue on with the show. Take a listen to what Chris Broussard and Rob Parker had to say about J.J. Redick. Take a listen to that.
Really? Is that what they need to do? Like, you're going to put LeBron out there at 45. You're going to put AD out there so that he could rupture something. I mean, really? Is that what you're going to do?
That's a good point. I mean,
that sounds pathetic and hopeless and desperate, man. Old man LeBron, brittle-ass AD, can't even play an NBA season.
LeBron at his age,
what is he doing?
I mean,
over there,
I would imagine he wouldn't play. I mean, maybe he'd play a lot, but you know what I mean? You're right. I mean, LeBron can't be risking injury.
AD is always
a freaking,
that's what I'm saying, Chris. Like, if I'm the Lakers, I'm like, really? All the money we put into this and what we're trying to do, it's nice to play for your country, Chris. They can't do it without you. Like, really, we need to what we need to get Michael Jordan to play too? Is that we need him back in order to beat?
We might as fucking well. You know why? Because apparently, when we play against teams overseas, somebody turns into Michael Jeffrey fucking Jordan for their country. Whether it's Louis Scola, fucking Patty Mills, or Dennis fucking Schroeder, Dennis the Menace Schroeder. We might as well bring Michael Jordan into this. Hey, great point, fucking Rob Parker.
Lithuania and these other countries, all excuses, all. And I saw a J.J. Redick podcast where he made excuses that every player from the foreign countries, you know, NBA, who are in the NBA, they played like they were Michael Jordan. He played, you know, like they just, this was their.
Not a day in their fucking life, man. I mean, I'm going to play Birdman for Michael Jordan real quick. I'm going to play Birdman. Put some respect on Michael Jordan's fucking name, man. Put some respect on that man's name. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to play Birdman for Michael Jordan. We're going to walk up to the Breakfast Club. We're going to walk out. And we're going to say, put some respect on that motherfucking man's name. Let's go.
They're hurrah. So they bulked up and played their best games ever to beat the United States. And I'm thank you, Chris. It's the biggest excuse.
You don't think Anthony Edwards, that this was important to him?
Anthony Edwards is Pat McAfee and the crew would say, a dog. He's a dog. No, Anthony Edwards is mad love for Anthony Edwards. What's not to love about Anthony? That's a player who has a Michael Jordan mentality. Anthony Edwards. Yes. Does he got the mid-range? Yeah, no. Does he got the dribbles, the defensive game, lockdown? No. And that's another thing. Was Dennis Schroeder locking down somebody that I didn't see? Was Luis Scola locking down somebody that I didn't see in that Olympics that J.J. Redick's talking about? What about Patty Mills? I mean, who the fuck was he locking down? We got to understand, man. To say a dude playing like Michael Jeffrey Jordan, we can't just say he put up 30-something points. We also got to say he locked down the other player. He locked down the other player, man. Put some respect on Michael Jordan's fucking name.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
You don't think this is important to Austin Reeves and Jalen Brunson?
Right. You think they want to lose?
Right.
And to use that as like they played great because they were.
Now, you know what? Let me chime in. Even though I said some of these dudes probably don't care about playing for their country, there's probably a couple in there that probably don't care about. They're not really like, it's not really super prideful. It's just more about probably just, you know, enhancing their game and building their game and enhancing their brand and things of that nature. For some of them, it's a business move. But for the most part, yeah, like, I don't think, like, they want to lose, though. I don't think they really want to lose, though.
Playing in the United States and all those guys and all hogwash. Total excuses, Chris, to bail those guys out. They lost. They shouldn't have lost. It's embarrassing. How's that?
And let me say this. Now, Rob G, who...
I mean, we lost to Canada, man. I mean, Canada... Like the softest country on the planet, man.
Who are the guys? Give me some of the names again. LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, Draymond Green. According to The Athletic, all of those guys have already said, we're in. No matter what, okay. We're going.
So you heard what they had to say. I agree with everything that was said. Everything that was said. We got to stop with the nonsense.
You know, more importantly... We got to stop fucking making excuses in society all the time. We got to stop making excuses. Like, if you give me an excuse, if you ever give me an excuse, you better give me the motherfucking solution right afterwards. If not, I'm going to tell you to burn the road up with your excuses. Take your excuses and shove them where the sun doesn't shine. Because I don't accept excuses. I accept solutions. So if you're going to give me an excuse, you better give me the motherfucking solution right afterwards. And J.J. Redick's just giving excuses. And I ain't hear no solutions in there except, you know, we just got to be easy on these guys. Some of them, it's their first time. They don't know this type of basketball. They're all used to being star roles. I'm sorry, was Austin Reeves a fucking star on his team? Was Jaren Jackson the star on his team? Was Walker Kessler the star on his team? Technically speaking, Anthony Edwards is a star on his team. But Karl-Anthony Towns has been the star for a while. He's going to pass him up. Jalen Brunson he was a star on his team, but he's not really a superstar. Was Paolo Banchero, was he really the star on his team? Because there ain't no really stars on Orlando Magic. There ain't no really superstars. There ain't no all-stars on them. That's the thing. Like, most of these guys ain't even all-stars, and we're calling them stars on their team, man. Like, you ain't an all-star. I don't care if you're the leading scorer on your team, man. You ain't no fucking star. Nothing. Till you're an all-star, you're not a star. And until you take it to another level from all-star, you're not a superstar, man. Like, we just got to redefine every fucking word in society, man. We got to lower the standards of every fucking thing in society so we can make excuses.
You're insulting the competition. In 2021, when Team USA won that gold medal with just a five-point differential, let me give you some of the names on that roster. Because there's this kind of thing flying around here, which is essentially saying, oh, the reason we lost is because we didn't send our best players. And if we send our best players, it's not even going to be close. Let me give you guys some of the names that were on the Olympic team in 2021. Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Jeremy Grant, Zach LaVine, Draymond Green, Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, just to list a few.
That's a lot. And you know what? I'm glad he said what he just said. Even though I said we've seen our B and C teams, all our players are pro players in the NBA. And if the NBA is, quote unquote, the world championship of basketball, it shouldn't matter if we send the B team or the C team. They should win regardless, because these other countries, all their players don't play for the NBA, the league of the world championship of basketball. So that makes the excuse even worse.
These are all NBA caliber players. Some of them are league MVP guys that were on that team. NBA champions that were on that team. And they had to compete. And KD had to come up big for Team USA to win. So this thing of, oh, all we need to do is just send our best players and we're going to go out there and these guys are going to see us and start twerking it up and stop playing defense and we're going to win is laughable. Number one, the international game is different. The rules are different. Number two, the American team decided that, you know what, fine, we're going to be outside, size doesn't matter. We're just going to go out there. We're going to just run our small ball lineup and everything is going to be all right. We're going to shoot threes out of the building, and they got destroyed.
And that's another thing. If we know the game is different over there, they don't really just go off of analytics game. They go off of actual having skill sets, you know, playing together team basketball. Why we keep playing an analytics game overseas?
Destroyed on the boards. Because unless you're pulling out a starting five and four of those guys or Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, level three-point shooters, you're going to find yourself in a world of trouble. The team wasn't balanced enough. There was no inside presence. And think about how embarrassing it is.
Yeah, we should have had like Jared Allen and Evan Mobley or something like that. We needed some more size. We needed like Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and then you have Jaren Jackson. But Walker Kessler, I mean, that's the thing, too. We got rookies on. We got a lot of rookies, second-year players. No experience. They don't even got enough experience to win in the NBA game. We're expecting them to have experience to win overseas. Maybe we need to make sure all our players have a certain amount of years experience in the NBA when we have them on our team.
That embarrassing. They're talking about, oh, LeBron and these guys want to join. I'm happy LeBron wants to join because he wants to go represent his country. Good for him.
And it could be his last chance at it as well.
They're now talking about recruiting Joel Embiid. Now Joel Embiid is American. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to have Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis as our big man. Two of the most brittle, hurt dudes in the league. Let's go with Jared Allen. Let's go back with Bam Adebayo again. You know, let's go with some size. Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Bam Adebayo, Jaren Jackson. I like that better.
Embiid is now American. I think Joel Embiid is from the Congo or Cameroon, one of those countries. And now because he's going to get a citizenship, oh, now we can pull him along too. Why do you need Joel Embiid? Why do you need him?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, we need dudes that just got their citizenship. That's looking a little pathetic.
Why do you need him? It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. And is this attitude is the reason why these European guys are kicking their asses up and down the street. Keep lying to yourself. Keep telling yourself that these dudes are not really good. Nah, they're not really good. We're just imagining it. They're not like Nikola Jokic didn't just win the last, what, two of the last three MVPs. That didn't happen.
Yeah, not even just that. Joker got back-to-back. Giannis got back-to-back. It'd be so five straight MVPs is three international players. You got Luka's due for one. Let's not forget, who was the number one pick this year? What country was he from? Victor Wembanyama? France? Yeah. And he's going to be playing for the French team probably not this time, but probably in the Olympics. Yeah. Then they got this other guy, I think, about to come up through the ranks that's supposed to be as good as Luka. And the Nationals catching up.
Well, Embiid didn't just win the last MVP. Giannis Antetokounmpo. And by the way, let me close out with this. I hear a lot of cats talking greasy about Giannis Antetokounmpo when he said that he doesn't like the fact he doesn't like training with some NBA players in the summertime. And some dudes were like, oh, you're going to be training with your bro. Yo, I got to call some of these clowns out. Some of these NBA dudes be acting like clowns.
You know what? Yeah, they do. Because Giannis, you know what I like about Giannis? Giannis is a traditional NBA player, man. He wants to beat them clowns. Why work out with them? Like, that's the thing. Like, we got dudes that are supposed to be competing against each other, working out with each other in the offseason. Nah, man. Yeah. And I pretty much heard enough on this one. Of course, J.J. Redick, the Duke player, would say that Dennis Schroeder and Patty Mills play like Michael Jordan in the FIBA or the Olympics. Of course he would. Of course he would. Yeah, J.J. Redick, he does make a lot of excuses. I guess the reason we lost is because we sent a bunch of firemen and plumbers to play for the U.S. at the FIBA, World Cup or whatever they call it. I guess that's what happened. We sent a bunch of firemen and a bunch of plumbers, and that's pretty much why we lost. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.